94.1 KODJ, Meredith and AJ.
Let me play a different piece of this audio, see if you can figure out what's happening.
Okay.
Both players very defensive here in the final 30 seconds, blocking every shot.
Unlike your average. Oh, he got caught.
Is that for real?
National Pillow Fight Championship.
Yes!
This is what you find when you're just scrolling through the channels and you come across something random. This was on ESPN over the weekend. The Pillow Fight Championship.
ESPN, the Ocho.
Let's be clear.
This should be the next Olympic sport.
Okay.
So I looked it up just to find out, like, what are the rules? You do swing the pillow at full force, but only with one hand.
Oh, so no two-handing the pillow.
You do not two-hand the pillow. No.
Okay.
You can't hit the opponent with anything other than your pillow.
Gotcha.
You can't grab the opponent's pillow.
Gotcha.
If you drop the pillow, you lose points. Here's how you gain points. A 360 strike to the head is 3 points. A full knockdown is 5 points. A leg strike is 1 point. I mean, this is so random and crazy.
I love that there's actually people paying to see this. There's an actual crowd there.
Oh, yeah. They're in like a boxing ring.
An arena. Yes. Okay.
I have to weigh your pillow before you start, too, to make sure you're not stuffing your pillow with anything like...
Oh, coins.
Why is this giant dumbbell hanging in your pillow? I don't know. I give them credit for coming up with new stuff to watch on television just when you thought we'd done everything. There's an example of stuff we haven't done before.
And no, it doesn't need to be an Olympic sport. Bowling needs to be an Olympic sport before pillow fighting.
Keep dreaming, AJ.